Welcome back, friends. I'm Chef Walter. This episode of Flavors and Knowledge will focus on the Italian-sounding phenomenon, which refers to creating images, colors, and names of food products very similar to their Italian equivalent. So, what is the Italian sounding? Well, first let's analyze some numbers here. The Made in Italy brand is a merchandise mark indicating that a product is all planned, manufactured and packed in Italy, including the design, fashion, food, manufacturing, craftsmanship and engineering industries. In the past several years, the brand is recording a turnover loss of 7 million euros every hour. These numbers are shocking to say the least, all caused by what is referred to as the Italian fake. This is not a fake news, trust me, and you can investigate it for yourself. These imitations have no connection to the Italian originals, but have been made to look and sound like. They certainly don't have the same Made in Italy excellence, and they have no link to Italy's tradition and culture. Yet, they are raking in millions every hour, using the Made in Italy imitation. If we just think on a product called Parmesan, well, the answer is that it has nothing to do with the real Parmigiano Reggiano, produced only in a specific area of Italy, and with specific milk and strict procedures. About 50% of everything Italian being sold is actually an imitation, according to statistics collected in the European Union Data Agency. Obviously, we are talking about a widespread phenomenon that everybody seems to know about. You might not be familiar with the term Italian sounding. Most of you have probably purchased these imitations, which are costing the industry 48 billion euros, much more than what the food industry loses to food piracy. These numbers show that these fake products are a major threat to the Made in Italy brand. Companies involved with these Italian-sounding products take advantage of the gray areas in the counterfeit laws. While food piracy is illegal, it is not against the law to create a product that sounds and looks like a Made in Italy product. What this means is that there are no legal grounds for discontinuing the production of such products, which are using the Made in Italy Association to make a profit. The only way to effectively deal with this counterfeit is through international regulations and agreements, and of course enforcement. Canada and the United States are, unfortunately, the biggest transgressors in this unfortunate endeavor. Within these two nations, one of 10 products sold is actually authentic. But there are many more other nations who enjoy this despicable act. These practices make Italian businesses suffer their competitive leadership in the alimentary and agricultural spectrum. Products such as olive oil, wine, cheese, tomato sauce, balsamic are the best known examples, including the Parmigiano Reggiano and the Grana Padano, which are two of the most copied food products in the world. The famous Parmesan sold around the world is Italian, but in reality produced abroad. This then takes different names depending on the country where it was made. If you are in UAE or in the UK, it's called Parmesan. In Brazil, it is called Parmesão. It becomes Reggianito in Argentina and Parmesello in Belgium. It's just mind-boggling the confusion that has been created. Because consumers do not really understand what are the real Italian products, as they are easily deceived through fake names, the use of the three-color Italian flag, and the widespread absence of a real Italian taste, as probably they have never tasted real Italian food. So foreign companies that produce imitations of Italian food products have more opportunities and are more competitive in the market because their production costs are very low compared to the Italian ones. And to this we must add the import cost, which adds a burden on the Italian competitivity. It is evident that foreign companies that imitate Italian products are the winners, while Italian producers such as farmers, manufacturing companies and foreign consumers are the losers. Because of economic globalization, food products from every part of the world are available everywhere, and this makes them subject of easy imitation. This clearly illustrates that fake versions of Italian products prevent consumers from tasting the authentic made in Italy. My suggestion as a chef is for you to always seek education on food products. Be inquisitive, read those fine prints on the labels, ask questions while purchasing, and if not convinced of the answer, request someone in the higher up of the entity you are purchasing from. There is nothing worse than to pay $19 a pound for a Parma prosciutto and find out that it was made in Canada with Canadian or Argentinian pork. In addition of the wasted money, you won't even have the satisfaction of eating great quality, and that alone will keep me awake at night. And that is all for the segment. Subscribe to Flavors and Knowledge on your preferred podcast platform, and follow us at our YouTube channel on the Chef Walter's Cooking School. Keep your eyes on the fire, and thanks for listening. Ciao.